You write them, we read them. It is time again for your letters, and here to help me with this week's heavy load is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai Chidea, can you believe this summer is almost over?
Actually, I'm in denial, so cheer me up, Christopher. Bring it on, mailbag style.
Well, duh, says listener Don Nichols. He heard our segment last week on the government's surveillance of Coretta Scott King. Now, to Nichols, the whole story is a no-brainer, and he wrote this. Them J. Edgar Hoover FBI guys had a file on Mrs. King. So what? Old Hoover had files on just about everybody. No big deal.
And Nichols didn't stop there. He also wrote about stories we aired marking the two-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina's devastating impact on Mississippi and Louisiana. Apparently, our week-long coverage was too much for Nichols, who wrote, "I am so sick of hearing the moaning and whining about Katrina. Give it up and move on. The Ninth Ward will not be rebuilt, and it shouldn't be. Why should taxpayers pay to rebuild in a floodplain, no matter where it is?"
And listener Kelly Sparrow in Philadelphia was not amused by a couple of your interviews this week, Farai, about natural tourism in Africa. And one of your guests was Warren Green, who runs the travel company Footprints Africa. He was especially fond of the continent's great outdoors.
Enjoying the wildlife in every possible place and seeing the majestic beauty that you find in Africa, from the plains of East Africa right the way down to the fold mountains of the Western Cape. There's just so much to see and do, and there's no time limit.
Our listener Kelly Sparrow felt that segment kind of forgot about African people. Kelly wrote, "I usually love tuning into your show, but I am truly horrified that two segments that came on this evening purporting to extol the virtues of vacationing in Africa focused on the animals on safari. I am very disappointed in your neglect of discussing how fun, beautiful, hospitable, talented, and attractive the people of Africa are."
Well, hey, Kelly, we do our Africa update each week and focus on the people of Africa's nations. Honestly, I think this is the only time we have actually focused on wildlife tourism out of dozens and dozens of interviews, including ones on cultural tourism. I'm a huge fan of Africa's people and Africa's cities. So if you and I synchronize our watches, we can go grab some gravy and pop at Wandy's in Soweto and then hit the Fashion District in Joburg. That's my kind of tourism. But wildlife is a beautiful part of Africa, and this was a nice change of pace. So stay tuned for more of our regular people-focused coverage. Finally, we've got a letter for the old schooler in you. It comes from Donald Brown in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it's about our music coverage. Donald writes, Yeah, I've heard Thelma Houston and Aretha Franklin on your program. However, it seems you all spend a great deal of time discussing hip-hop. Do any of you under 35ers have any knowledge about the real old-school R&B groups and singers that probably, through your parents, had or have a lot to do with you youngsters being here right now? I'm talking about the Stylistics, Delphonics, Minnie Riperton, etc. I know it's not hip-hop, but we near seniors listen to your programs also. Now, I was tempted to sing the chorus to Loving You, but it would break your ears rather than breaking glass. I love the music you're talking about. First of all, I'm not actually under 35, and I grew up on it, and I still listen to it. So we'll add more of this to our to-do list.
And Donald, as one of those under 35ers myself, I got one question for you. What you know about this?
It's never too late to stop. Look, listen to your heart, hear what it's saying.
That's Stop, Look, Listen to Your Heart by the Stylistics, and that's it for our letters. But please keep writing. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. That really helps us a whole lot if you tell us where you're writing from, and please tell us how to say your name.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
And that News and Views blog?
Post your comments by going to nprnewsandviews.org.
And check it out. We have a newsletter, too. You can go to the blog and find out how to sign up.
Well, thanks again, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.
That's our show for today, and thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. Join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter at our blog, nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, actor Sir Ian McKellen.